The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. The Vice President has issued a warning for North Korea. Harley.
Yes, Mike Pence suggested that they not want to test the resolve of Donald Trump, given the attacks that have recently been carried out, you know, in Syria and so forth. And what he's saying, and he said it very clearly, North Korea would do well not to test President Trump's resolve or the strength of the armed forces in this region. They want them to put away their nuclear weapons. Everybody knows it's not going to be easily done. And some of the analysts, this is what's, I think, most disturbing, some of the military analysts are saying that North Korea's reckless course and the nuclear war rhetoric serves to keep the rest of the world off balance and to buy time to try to extend its nuclear reach. And some of the analysts are saying the end of that strategy is likely and unavoidably perhaps war. So logically, it makes sense to take care of them now put North Korea's government out of business sooner rather than later.
And I think China is the key here. China is the key here. And Trump seems to be talking to China. Right. The Grand Canyon story.
Yeah, well, crews are searching for some hikers there. They were swept away. A 14-year-old boy and a 62-year-old woman are missing now in Grand Canyon National Park. They were near a creek that was rain-swollen, and they were crossing it, trying to get across it, and they were downstream. The rangers there say two fellow hikers alerted the authorities, set off an emergency GPS locator, so they know approximately where they went in, but they haven't found them yet. So hopefully they will find them. Sometimes they find them alive, you know, they wash up on shore.
We hope so. All right, Harley, we hope so. Thanks for your time. There he is, Harley in the United States of America.